WMRA News. I'm Bob Levicky. The couple killed by last week's floodwaters in Albemarle County has been identified. May's record rainfalls have devastated some Virginia crops. Summer is music festival time, and so we'll have a preview. It's all coming up on the WMRA Daily for Friday, June 8th.
Support for the WMRA Daily is provided by the shops at Stonefield at Route 29 and Hydraulic Road in Charlottesville, featuring a collection of shopping, dining, and entertainment experiences with ample parking. Learn more at shopsatstonefield.com.
One of the key players in this year's state budget negotiations spoke Thursday about the road to Medicaid expansion. Augusta Senator Emmett Hanger has been a supporter of expansion, even though he's a Republican. After Governor Ralph Northam signed Medicaid expansion into law Thursday as part of the new budget, Hanger said that his view was shaped while surveying his constituents.
You know, obviously there's a split in my party about whether this was the appropriate thing to do. But what I sense on the ground in my community where when you run into 10 people, 8 of them are Republicans, they're supportive. They think they trust my leadership on this issue, and they recognize that it's something that should be done.
Senator Hanger was one of four Republican senators who voted in favor of Medicaid expansion budget amendments last week. Albemarle County Police have released the names of the couple killed by floodwaters last week. 82-year-old Robert Gilgus and 79-year-old Carol Gilgus were on their way home May 30th near Ivy Creek when rising water swept their Toyota Prius away. Family members contacted police that night after they discovered the couple had not made it home. Police say Robert's body was recovered May 31st, while Carol's body was recovered on Tuesday. The Office of the Chief Medical Examiner of Virginia determined accidental drowning was the cause of death. The couple were longtime residents of the Sugar Hollow community near Whitehall. May's record rainfalls have devastated some Virginia crops, from partner station WCVE Charles Fishburne reports.
It depends on how much and where, but berries are particularly vulnerable.
The rain did damage the Virginia strawberry crop.
Gail Moody Miltair, Virginia Department of Agriculture and Consumer Services.
Cold weather started the season 2 weeks late, and the rains ended the season early.
A good season lasts 5 weeks. Last year was about 7. This year, about 2 for most.
Most strawberry growers in Virginia were very disappointed and experienced a loss this year.
Wine grapes and tomatoes are subject to fungus. Standing water can drown plants, and too much water can prevent new plants from growing deep roots. Charles Fishburne, WMRA News.
A homeowner in Amherst County defended his bird feeders from a mother bear and her cubs by shooting and killing the mother. Now the Wildlife Center of Virginia in Waynesboro is taking care of the orphan cubs. The Department of Game and Inland Fisheries said after the homeowner complained about the bears, the agency advised him to remove the feeders. Instead, on Tuesday, when the bear family came to the feeder, the homeowner shot the mother bear with regular buckshot rather than rubber buckshot, which is not usually lethal. The cubs are expected to remain in the Wildlife Center's care until next April, when they will be released back into the wild. Environmentalists are calling on Governor Ralph Northam to end surveillance of Mountain Valley Pipeline protesters. Chesapeake Climate Action Network and Preserve Floyd say that a state entity called Virginia Fusion Center should not use its resources to report lawful activity to the developer of the pipeline. VSF, a state entity tasked with fighting terrorism, is also accused of using its resources to monitor the groups and sharing their findings with law enforcement. Finally, summertime is the season of music festivals, and WMRA's Jesse Nadler rounds up some great local music events to check out during the hot months.
For those who can't get enough classical music, particularly that of Johann Sebastian Bach, the 26th annual Shenandoah Valley Bach Festival is a week-long Bachanalia. It kicks off at Eastern Mennonite University in Harrisonburg this Sunday. Artistic director Kenneth Nafziger likes to keep the repertoire fresh by pairing Bach with music from other composers, eras, and styles. In the past, he's fused Bach with Cuban, Bach with Russian, Bach with bluegrass. Here's executive director David McCormick.
This year, we're pairing Bach with Bernstein in celebration of Bernstein's 100th anniversary of his birth. And so we're doing an entire concert of Bernstein works, including West Side Story and Chichester Psalms.
That performance is Saturday, June 16th. Two more centerpiece concerts take place Sunday, June 10th, and Friday, June 15th on the EMU campus. During the week, festival musicians will perform free noon chamber music concerts at Asbury United Methodist Church downtown. They're only an hour, so it's a good classical primer for newbies.
It's another cold spell again.
Moving into mid-July, there's the Red Wing Roots Festival in Mount Solon. 40 bands spread over four stages for 3 days of roots music. Americana, honky-tonk, country, alt-country, bluegrass, blues. Towering limestone pillars serve as a backdrop to the two main stages. Headliners this year include Trampled by Turtles, The Steel Wheels, and Josh Ritter. Here's Ritter's song, Homecoming.
The nights are getting colder now, and the air is getting crisp. I first tasted the universe on a night like this. A box of wine, an alibi, and the hunger in her eyes. In the place where the tree of good and evil still resides.
The festival is billed as family-friendly, with tons of free activities for kids and their parents. Organizer Michael Weaver.
You know, for the kids, a slackline course, a giant Jenga, a giant sandbox for the toddlers.
Red Wing Roots is also proudly green. Throwaway plastic beer cups and plastic water bottles have been banned. Water is free on site, but concert goers have to bring or purchase their own non-disposable containers.
We just have hundreds of people each year who email us in comments, who stop us and tell us about how awesome it is that we have that system. And, you know, one of the cool things about it is seeing people's willingness to embrace a positive change.
Red Wing Roots has become so popular that on-site camping is already sold out. Late bookers can either come for the day or camp off-site. Doa Fest, that's short for Shenandoah Fest, is similar to Red Wing, but smaller in scope. It's a 3-day event that takes place in Luray late July on the banks of the Shenandoah River.
You know we have a party hard.
The music is an eclectic lineup of pop, country, hip-hop, world, reggae, electronica. Like Red Wing, there's yoga in the morning. You can camp out. There's a stage that faces the river, so sunbathers literally splash in the water while a band performs in front of them. But don't expect great cell phone reception around here. Organizer Ivan Carpio.
One of the things we really push is the idea of unplug and connect. And it changes the way people interact. You get to know your neighbor and you make friends.
The loud music cuts off at midnight. That's when the silent disco begins. Everyone receives a pair of headphones.
We have DJs come in and they play through headsets. It's an aesthetic that's interesting because people are dancing, but if you don't have the headsets on, they're just kind of moving to nothing. And as soon as you put the headsets on, all of a sudden you're a part of the party.
Finally, the Stanton Music Festival, August 10th, is a week-long tour of traditional and experimental classical that draws musicians to Stanton from all over the world. There's no excuse not to get out and enjoy some music in the Valley this summer. For WMRA News, I'm Jesse Nadler.
You can find more details about those events at WMRA.org. For WMRA News, I'm Bob Levicky. Thanks for listening, and enjoy your Friday.
Nights are getting colder now.